thank you so much for coming in today. Let me tell you a little bit how this will work. I'll just introduce you.
Okay.
And it's not obviously Tuesday, but I think we're going to want to talk like it is Tuesday.
Okay.
And just kind of keep that in mind because that's when it'll air. So it'll air at like noon 30.
Okay.
And 6:30 on Tuesday. So just before you give your devotional address and then afterwards. So.
Okay.
But how's the process been?
Oh, it's been
preparing for it.
Incredible. It really has been. It's amazing. So I'm serving currently as a YSA bishop.
Okay.
And just we've had a tough semester, you know. So
yeah.
Yesterday I went to the temple and the spirit there just told me that doing this devotional talk was actually compensation for the efforts of being a bishop, which was interesting, and I wasn't seeing it in that way. But
like this was kind of a reward for the efforts that you've been putting forward.
Yeah,
or
almost as if a way that that I could be able to work through those difficult situations.
Issues. Yeah, this is going to give you some insight. And okay. That's awesome. As I've interviewed devotional speakers who've come in, and last week I got to sit down with Sister Marriott.
Oh yeah,
and her husband.
Fun.
Oh, they were so fun. Like they came in here and they just like were taking pictures and they're like, oh, I've never really been in front of a radio mic before, you know.
Yeah.
And
I'll have to take a picture before I leave. I've never been here either, so this is great.
I'd be happy to. Yeah, let's do that. And the biggest thing I get from the teachers who are asked to speak in devotional is just what a blessing it ends up being for them as they, it just complements whatever is going on in their life at the time.
And, that's right.
And especially with how they've kind of, I think they've asked you guys to relate back and kind of keep a theme.
Right.
So it's good to hear that it's been well. It's been a good process for
it
you.
It has.
Okay.
I used to be terrified of the thought of giving a devotional, right?
Uh-huh.
But, in fact, I would joke that that would be the day I retire if they asked me to to speak. Yeah, but it really has been a blessing.
And, so is this your first time giving a devotional address then?
It is.
Here
yeah.
Okay.
Yep, first time.
Neat. I pretty much don't think it cycles through. I think pretty much everyone, it's like their first time when they come in. But can you remind me what your position here at BYU Idaho is?
Sure.
So that I can catch that in my intro.
Yeah, I teach in the Department of Construction, Design and Construction Management.
Okay.
Make sure we get that right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so I focus more on the construction side of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's architecture and construction, and I'm mm-hmm. one of the construction faculty.
Okay, so I could say that we're here with Sean Jensen, and he is a professor of design and construction.
That's right.
Okay.
That sounds great.
And that would be appropriate. Okay.
That is appropriate.
Okay, cool. Well, then I'll get going.
Okay.
Folks, we're here with Sean Jensen. He's this week's devotional speaker, and he is a professor of construction and design here at BYU Idaho. How are you doing, Sean?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Sean, so I received your devotional address a little earlier in the week and was able to look over it. And you talk a little bit about, first you kick off the devotional address with your scary scuba story,
yes.
which I found very interesting. And then you also talk about spiritual rocks mm-hmm. that can weigh us down. And to start, I'm just curious, what was the inspiration behind your devotional address? What led you to choose this topic?
You know, that is a great question. I would say that it was the Spirit, first off. I'll give mm-hmm. credit to the Spirit prompting me to think about those things. But honestly, in my life, I've had a lot of these interesting stories, these interesting experiences that have really caused me to reflect on just life and spiritual correlations with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened with this scary scuba story. After the fact, it wasn't until years later when I was reflecting back on what actually happened and the significance of what happened, did I tie that back to spiritual things,
mm-hmm.
right? And now it's really obvious to me how the Lord has blessed us and how I can take this scary scuba story where I was trapped underwater, 40 feet underwater, fighting for my life, and all I needed to do was empty my pockets that I had my rocks collected in, And it was just that simple, and just those connections back to sin and how sometimes mm-hmm. we hold on to sin too long is just very apparent now as I look back.
Oh, yeah. And I just have to say that I love how there's so much application between this story
yeah.
and the gospel. And so I think it's a very appropriate story to share. And additionally, I have to applaud you for your boldness in sharing such a story. And I think you even admit yourself that, yes, I know that maybe this decision that I made to go scuba diving alone was not the wisest decision. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, we have this story that we can draw and glean from. And you also mentioned that when it comes to spirituality, you know, who of us among us hasn't had a moment in our lives where we thought, gosh, that was really dumb, or I shouldn't have done that, you know, on a spiritual level or otherwise.
Right.
And so I really like that point that you make as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just looking back, I mean, we could all probably say, why did I do that thing or say that thing or whatever it might be? And that's not the point, though. The point is, now what, right?
Right.
Once we recognize our mistakes, then it's clearing it up. And that's the focus of this devotional and what people take away from it.
Certainly. Now, talking a little bit more about scuba diving and what fun scuba diving is. So there's obviously this interesting science behind it, mm-hmm. right? You need to be able to have enough weight on you to carry you down, but you also need to have the ability to reinflate that vest to rise. And so when you're making this analogy between scuba diving and spiritual rocks, these rocks that you took with you to help weigh you down so you could go scuba diving, I kind of drew my own interesting analogy there with, you know, why is it that we have weakness and struggle and go mm-hmm. through sin? And, well, obviously, we learn from it. And there is a little aspect of that venturing into the depths of the water that is part of this earth, you know, experience.
Right.
Then, of course, the Savior is there and the Atonement is there to help us so that we can overcome those spiritual rocks that weigh us down.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all come here, right, to gain experience. And unfortunately, sometimes we gain the most valuable experience by our faults, right, mm-hmm. the things that we do that cause pain and sorrow to us. But that is why it's so important to focus on the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. There are a couple of spiritual rocks in particular that you focus on in your mm-hmm. address, the spiritual rocks of fear and pride.
Right.
I was wondering if you could explain a little bit about that, of course, without completely divulging your devotional address.
Right.
Before you do it.
That's right. Yeah, the spiritual rock of pride and fear. This is me speaking personally. I've noticed that those rocks have kept me from spiritually progressing when I've allowed myself to hold on to them too long, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Conversely, if I have also noticed individuals who have come to me as a YSA bishop, and they just give everything that they have. They open their heart, and they are lacking of, you know, the pride and the fear. They're not holding onto those rocks, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just amazed by the love that the Savior shows them, right? It shows those individuals, and I feel that. And I just think if we can avoid the pride, the spiritual worldly rock of pride and fear, if we can let those go, then we can ascend like our Heavenly Father wants us to.
I have to agree with that. I think that when it comes to other weaknesses, it seems that the Lord is able to work with us a lot more when we can accept faith into our life versus fear and
right.
and that sort of thing. And particularly for college students, fear, excuse me just a moment. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize my phone was going off here. Luckily, we'll be able to cut that out because this isn't live.
Yeah, that is nice.
So anyway, when it comes to fear in particular, I know that can be very applicable to this time in a college student's life because there's so many important decisions
that
we're on the verge of making. So I'm sure I was going to say, as a YSA bishop here at BYU-Idaho, I'm sure you've seen a lot of examples of that. And so what advice would you have to say to students at BYU-Idaho who are struggling with the spiritual rock of fear?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a tough thing, right? It's something that Satan uses to hold us down, to keep us down. But I would say just turn your heart to God. That's the other point that I'd like to make in my devotional message is we don't need to hold on to these worldly rocks. We just need to turn our heart to the Savior, and He will help us ascend back up to Him. And in particularly, you know, we do have a lot of decisions to make. We all do. But as college students, I see them deciding who to marry and, you know, what major to go into. And there's a lot of choices. And sometimes I see individuals get bogged down by those choices. They fear of the fear of making a wrong decision or choice keeps them from making the choice at all, which is unfortunate. So I would just say have faith in the Savior that everything's going to turn out okay and move forward.
Mm-hmm. And additionally, I kind of was trying to think of how the Savior feels about His children who do make these mistakes that we will look back on and kind of feel, oh, that was really stupid, or what was I thinking? You know, that was very unwise of me. And it seems that to me that in His infinite love, our Savior and our Father in heaven look upon those foolish decisions and weaknesses more with compassion and understanding than in what were you thinking, you know?
Right,
which is what we do to ourselves more than what we get from our Father in heaven. So
that's right. Mm-hmm. And I see that over and over again. Mm-hmm. Those individuals that come confessing of, you know, their sins of picking up a worldly rock or two, and they want to let go of that. It is amazing to feel the Savior's love for those individuals.
Awesome. As part of devotional at BYU-Idaho, we also have this discussion board, that we get comments. And one of the great things about it is we get comments not just from students here on campus, but our online and Pathway students. Were there any interesting comments that you received on the discussion board in preparation for devotional?
Yeah, I've actually really enjoyed that process of it. Just recently, I've had a few individuals express their love for this song that I've invited them so we are going to be singing a congregational hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in on the discussion board, I've asked individuals to go to this blog, and there are three different renditions of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and to watch those and to just share their feelings on, you know, their feelings and thoughts of hearing those messages. Recently, I have read a couple comments that have just been really motivating, really inspiring. They've talked about the theme of that song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, in turning your heart to the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. And they've shared experiences in their life, how they have turned their heart to the Lord and have been really blessed because they did so. Mm-hmm. It's been inspiring. It's been a great opportunity for me.
Cool. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Sean, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
Let me think now.
I was trying to think if there was anything else, but if there's anything else you'd like to share about your devotional dress or anything you'd like to encourage listeners to prepare for as they come.
Yeah, I would just encourage them to read and listen to I would encourage them to go to the blog site. I got to remember the name of the blog site. I think it's the Mormon Tabernacle blog site. But I would encourage them to go to the blog site, listen to Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and come prepared to sing that and sing it with vigor, right?
Yeah.
Share their testimony through song. Mm-hmm. I think if we all come prepared to do that, it will be a wonderful experience.
Excellent. Once again, folks, we've been here with Sean Jensen. He's this week's devotional speaker, we can expect to hear from him Tuesday at 2:10, as always. And visit the discussion board and check out the activity that's going on there. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.